feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
That ending to that is amazing. I love it. It's September 19th, 2023. Wow, Shady Groove. Welcome to the show, brother.
Yes, sir. It is Tuesday. Welcome to the show. Welcome to you. Welcome to all the great patriots from all around the world who show up here at the MG Show to help fight against the massive corruption that has infiltrated the system worldwide. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, and Cupid's Cowgirl says that pic of HRC was spooky. Well, HRC is kind of spooky, but you're all right. Well done, video. Thank you very much, Boris, who did that video for us. We really appreciate it.
Boris!
But, you know, we had some sad news over the weekend. We're All Mad Here has passed away, and, you know, it hit me hard. It really hit me hard. This weekend, and I just want everybody to, you know, send a prayer for her family and just everybody that misses her, Shady.
We do. Everybody does miss her. And you talk about a light in the darkness. We're All Mad Here is with the MG Show, going back to the time before we started doing the MG Show, when we were doing the Jeff was coming on the Q Lounge, and we were doing those regularly. And We're All Mad Here has been here with us ever since then without a hiccup. And we loved her so much, and she brought so much cool stuff to the conversation and helped so many patriots, especially during the whole COVID thing. And God bless her. God bless her family. And each one of us is missing something today because she's gone.
Yeah. I remember her dog, Ozzy, and she would always go, come on, say it. China is. And he'd go, oh, it was so good. Guys.
So perfect. And,
that's what I want to do is I want to remember the positive. And somebody asked what happened. Apparently, lymphoma, you know, cancer. She found out in August and she passed. I think it was Friday. But very sad for us as well, because you guys have probably seen her in this chat room too. We're all mad here, and we love her. And you know, ooh, heartbroken. But we want to keep you guys healthy. We got to keep healthy in this fight. There's a lot of information, a lot of truths, hard truths that are being, it's hard to swallow, guys. You know, we're digging on somebody that we never dug on before because we just automatically assumed that they were good. And now we're finding out, oh my God, they're not good, perhaps. And what we need to do is stay healthy, guys. And that's why we've got Field of Greens. Fieldofgreens.com, using that code MGSHOW will help you boost your metabolism. You'll get your 5 to 6 cups of veggies per day, because shady vegetables.
Not a fan.
Oh, you know, I mean, I cooked vegetables last night, but I mean, could you imagine all those cups of vegetables. That's a lot of vegetables that you're supposed to have, but we're not getting. And that's why Field of Greens is here. It's real. It's organic. It's a superfood. Fieldofgreens.com, using code MGShow. They do stand behind their product. Their product is guaranteed. You will go to the doctor, and the doctor will say, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it up. And if they don't, simply contact Field of Greens, and you know, they stand behind their product, Shady Groove. I mean, that's unheard of. And by the way, it's better than any of the other fruit and veggie pills and stuff that you've ever seen. This is real. And there's an organic one as well, without any, you know, sweets in it. If you're diabetic or whatnot, there's a choice for you. If you want to cover up the flavors, they've got some great flavors. I happen to like this one right here. It's the purple one. It's like a berry. It's fieldofgreens.com, using code MGShow, and they are a true sponsor. You know, we're actually sponsored by them to do this, and using that code MGShow lets them know that you got it from here. But you know, thank you, Field of Greens, for sponsoring this show, where we dare go where no other show goes. Shady Groove.
We are literally the most censored broadcast ever produced in America here at the MG Show, and we are very proud of that, and we thank you very much, all of you out there, not only for supporting the sponsor, but for recognizing that this sponsor, Field of Greens, is something that can highly benefit you, and it's not a joke. I am taking this stuff, and it's a great food supplement. There's a lot of food supplements out there, but please, you guys, let's get healthy and fight for Donald Trump for the next 15 months.
Cheyenne69 says, salute to the MG Show crew. We love you and the truth. Thank you. We love you. Valentine Luke, thank you for your hard work. Let's have a productive, prosperous, and blessed day. God bless you. Thank you guys very much. And without any further ado, roll that beautiful boom footage, Yeti. Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Use buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing patriots for humanity.
Use promo code MGShow at checkout for additional savings.
Over the last 20 years, with all your support, we've been able to not only launch the original MyPillow, but also the MyPillow mattress topper, Giza Dream bed sheets, My Slippers, and the MyPillow bath towels. But there's so much more. In fact, we have over 200 products, and I'm so confident that you'll love each and every one of them, that when you go to MyPillow.com now, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20 just for checking out the website. No purchase necessary. Get everything from MyPillow blankets, sleepwear, kitchen towels, mattresses, duvets, pet beds, body pillows, comforters, couch pillows, bathrobes, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And remember, just for checking out MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20. No purchase necessary. This is a limited time promotion, so go to MyPillow.com now.
And that is Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, using code MGShow. Call 800-873-0478. 800-873-0478. And, you know, we have a new video that I'd like to debut here today. It's pretty awesome. Shady, you'll appreciate this. You know what it is. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
The MG Show, where narratives go to die.
Rumble.com/MG Show. Also, Brighteon.tv. We love you. And we got Red State Talk Radio as usual as well. You know, there are a lot of narratives out there. There's JFK Jr. There's Trump will be elected and, put on before, you know, the 2024. The 2023 was when they were going to have, when allegedly he was going to devolve into the presidency. You know, there's so many narratives out there. And the narratives come to die right here on this show. Whether we like it or not, we are going to tell the truth, Shady Groove. And I don't care about followers. Nobody's paying us off. It's just funny how all the narratives are happening out there, Shady Groove.
it's absolutely hysterical, and we love it, because what we are showing everybody is the truth, and that is exactly what it is. And the narratives are the ones, the item that is trying to prevent you from seeing the truth. And so whether it be JFK Jr. or devolution or Trump is going to be reinstated, all of these things have confused the patriot movement to the point where it's almost impossible to talk to one another. You know, I mean, we're supposed to be trying to bridge the gap and seam up the divide between the left and the right. But all of these people on the right decided instead of doing that, they were going to make up a bunch of stuff and lie to people so that people were confused. And then when they tried to talk to their friends on the left, they looked at them like they were absolutely crazy.
It's insane. And then we've got the people on the right even doing this weird narrative 5GW warfare on you. I don't know if they just haven't, you know, sat down and look at all the sauce that we've brought, or they're just being, you know, blindly following, or they're, you know, paid to do so. I don't know what it is, but we laid out, does Roger Stone lie? And that video is going viral. Also, the one with Jason Sullivan, it went viral. All we did was ask questions, Shady Groove. That's all we did. And, you know, nobody has any answer. They just make fun of, like, authorities' outfits or, you know, you and stuff that might, you know, hurt you, which it doesn't. You know, they try to get you personally. This is not how a patriot talks to a patriot, guys. If we have a disagreement, we actually sit down and we talk about it. We don't troll them with memes or make wrap-up smears with things that have nothing to do with me or Shady. Let's talk about it, guys. Can you at least, you know, why is Roger Stone in NXIVM? Do we like NXIVM now? I mean, that's a great, that was he paid? Seems to me like we got the sauce that he might have been, guys. You know, why wouldn't we think that the whole MAGA movement has been compromised possibly by a Manhattan madam? I mean, what is going on in this movement, folks? I really want to ask you that question, because I don't care about Roger Stone. I don't care about General Flynn, but what I do care about is Donald J. Trump. And if we have that in common, let's move forward. Shady Groove.
Yeah, well, I would like to suggest that whenever you are communicating with people or watching other people's communications, for that matter, I would suggest that you pay attention to the way the communication goes, because Q was very specific on a couple of things, that they call you, that they threaten you, that they mock you, okay? So just as you noticed, going back and forth with all this nonsense going on Twitter, watch the ones who make threats. Watch the ones who call us names. We're not doing that to them. They are doing it to us. We have asked questions, and we are being threatened and called names because we asked those questions. Not questions that are out of bounds, because these people that we're talking about are public figures, and public figures are up for scrutiny. That is the whole process of politics in America.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we have a lot of questions, like, you know, remember Stuart Rhodes? Here's Stuart Rhodes right here. He's in jail right now. Here he is here. There's person 10 right here. There's person 10 as well. Wow, they're planning something. Very interesting, guys. I don't know. I have questions, and I don't like it, because that January 6th narrative against Donald J. Trump is bull crap. Guys, he had nothing to do with this, folks, and that is going to come out in January 6th. Guys, he is being indicted for January 6th. Wait till you see Discovery. Do you think Matrix and Shady are going to be vindicated, Shady?
Oh, I know that we're going to be vindicated because the January 6th narrative is inserted by the same people that inserted the Russia, Russia, Russia narrative. No difference once you dig in.
This show has the biggest story in America right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're taking flack. We've got the same people, the FISA on Russia and the connection to Russia campaign on Trump. That guy lied. He did not have connection to WikiLeaks, which set off the whole Russia, Russia, Russia. We had done in 24 days, FISA. FBI comes walking out of the office. That's a problem, folks. There's a trust issue. Those that you thought you're supposed to trust the most, maybe that was a warning for us. Maybe we were trusting somebody we weren't supposed to. Anyways, I just wanted to let you guys know that this is the biggest breaking story. You know, it's dangerous, Shady. It's not, this is not, you know, this is not anything to be, you know, taken lightly.
Well, no, it's not anything to be taken lightly, because whenever you start talking about Roger Stone and you start going back through his political history and all of the things that he has done, you could very easily see things through a different lens. You could put on the lens that a lot of these things weren't inadvertent, that they were intentional, that they weren't a happenstance, that they were engineered. And as you see the things that we have seen that Jason Sullivan revealed about the way Roger Stone not only acted in public about WikiLeaks, but the way that he spoke to WikiLeaks to begin with was completely insane. Like, who does that unless you are trying to engineer some sort of outcome? It doesn't make any sense any other way.
Yep. And then you got the same things on January 6th, guys.
Correct.
Did you have anything to do with that? I did not. And I would not.
No, I did not. And neither did. Right. And by the way, just for the record, Q or Q people didn't have anything to do with January 6th either. That is a narrative. That's a narrative that's out there that a lot of people don't realize is out there.
That's right. And it was set up by the guy that says he had connection with WikiLeaks.
That's correct.
T. Lawler, 93, we'll make sure we'll have a moment of silence tonight for We're All Mad here in Twitter space. God bless Karen and the MG Show. Thank you so much. They're going to host a Twitter space tonight. Go to Godan Media, G-O-D-A-N Media on Twitter to find that out. Maybe we'll stop in there. Zinfa says, but if you're for Trump, you have to be for Flynn, Keck.
Mm-hmm. Only Trump. There is only Trump. There's no other hero. And we will say this a million times between now and election day. There is no other hero in this story other than Donald Trump and you.
Yeah. It's interesting. All right. So we've had a lot with Donald J. Trump. First of all, let's talk about the AG Ken Paxton. God bless everybody. Yeah. You know, turning that down. One thing I do want to mention is Alan West voted in favor of impeaching him, guys. That surprised the heck out of me.
It surprised both of us.
And nobody's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right, so this is Ken Paxton's lawyer, Tony Busby, calling out the Bush regime. Check it out.
The House had passed it. It was in the hands of the Senate. How close was it?
It wasn't close. You know, the press in Texas spent, and the press nationally spent, 3 months convicting Ken Paxton on nothing but innuendo and rumor. And we've had a lot of high drama in Texas, and we finally got a chance to cross-examine witnesses. And when that happened, the case pretty much fell flat, and it was very clear that everything that this our attorney general of Texas had been accused of was completely false. And so the vote came out the way it should have come out. It was a just trial. Finally, people were put under oath. Finally, people were examined, and we proved it for what it was, a complete sham.
Tony, in your mind and in the mind of your client, Ken Paxton, what was behind this? What was the reason for this impeachment?
There were several factors. First, there were a lot of allegations made with no proof. And then there were lobbyists that got behind it. And apparently they went, you know, they started something that they had no proof out of control with the liberal press in Texas. And everything that Ken Paxton had been accused of, nobody who made those accusations were ever put under oath. And when they came to court and they were put under oath, it had to be cross-examined, it completely fell apart. So One of the things we did show was that when this all started, the Bush regime got involved. We know that George P. Bush reactivated his law license. We know that the so-called whistleblowers were represented by a Bush protege. We know that a lobbyist group affiliated with the Bushes were pushing a lot of the representatives to vote for impeachment. And so this is a resounding victory for Ken Paxton and the grassroots in Texas. And I'm very proud to have been a part of it.
And ultimately, it works like the federal level. The House passes it, but the Senate has the trial. And you're saying once the evidence came out, it was clear. Real quick, what does he anticipate to do next? He mentioned he had some pretty strong words in that statement.
He is ready to get to work. I mean, he is ready to get to work. He was suspended without pay. He couldn't do his job. They appointed somebody else to be the AG. And he had to sit back and listen to all of these lies thrown at him in the press. And it was really his time to put people under oath and make them respond, confront the accusers, and it all fell flat. And so I think he's very proud of that. He's proud of the support he received. He's proud of the verdict. He's proud that the trial was fair. And I can tell you, having talked to him many times, he's ready to work.
He certainly got the support of former President Trump as well, who put out a strong statement backing him afterwards as well. Tony Busby, attorney for AG Ken Paxton.
Thank you very much. And guys, I misspoke. It was Royce West. My mistake. They kept saying West. It's Royce West. R-O-Y-C-E West. My mistake. Take it. Take it back. Strike it. Strike it from the record, Shady Groove.
Well, the whole thing down there was a fiasco to begin with. And right there, you can see exactly what we're talking about. This layer that you saw, this is actually a great example of what happened in Texas for you guys to realize how this operates in the background. Notice he talked about the lobbyists that came in and the Bush cronies that came in. Well, this is activated on both sides against any enemy that they deem necessary. They lash out like this and they start levying these accusations and stuff and try to smear people. Usually because the people that they are smearing are trying to get to the bottom of corruption, similar to the way that, you know, they went after Donald Trump because he simply asked Zelensky to look into this whole connection with Burisma thing. It doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense. Well, then all hell rains down on Trump because of it. Similar things down here in Texas with the corrupt Bush family.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've got so much going on out there. We've got a lot of breaking news for the third pillar of election integrity. And it's in regards to the foreign billionaires called, you know, Hans-Jörg Wyss, W-Y-S-S. We've been talking about it for 2 years now. All of a sudden, OMG Media Group, James O'Keefe is talking about it. Finally, you heard it here first. We've been talking about it for a long time now. But there's something called the Weiss or the Wyss loophole, guys. And it's how these groups steer foreign money into changing your election laws. Let's just watch this quick video. Close the Wyss loophole.
Foreign national Hans-Jörg Wyss is barred from influencing U.S. elections. That hasn't stopped liberals from banking on him for nearly $500 million to push for changes to election laws, defunding the police, packing the Supreme Court, politicizing the classroom, and more. And we know his goal. He wants to reinterpret the Constitution in light of progressive politics. Tell Congress to stop foreign influence in our elections and close the Wyss loophole.
All right, that's the Americans for Public Trust. Close the Wyss loophole.org. Call, guys. Get your phones and call your senators and your House members, guys. Call. Close the Wyss loophole, meaning no foreign money in our elections. Shady.
Yeah, and you can clearly see what they've been doing. You know, I mean, if we're gonna actually get to the end of this, if we're gonna actually fix this situation, then what we need to do is we need to stop the ability for anybody outside of any community from coming in and donating tremendous amounts of money into these different campaigns that are local level. It's insane. Whether it's school board or attorney general or whatever the elections are, you've got all of these foreign billionaires right there loading them up and telling them, "Oh, well, we're gonna give you all this money and you're gonna win." But guess what? When you win, you're not beholden to the people who voted for you. You're beholden to the person that gave you the money that got you in the position, guys. And this is something that's very new to American politics. Within the last 20 years or so, they started doing this stuff. Interestingly enough, right after 9/11, this all started to hit hard. And interestingly enough, since 9/11, the Bush crony family mob Circa, a.k.a. Obama, Clinton, whatever you want to call them, they're all the same thing, have controlled the narrative in American politics all the way up until Donald Trump. And then they flipped their lid because Donald Trump wasn't going along with their scheme.
That's right. And this is the WEIS loophole campaign. It grows to halt foreign billionaire spending on U.S. politics. There's a growing push for legislation to bar the wealthy foreign billionaires that the MG shows talked about, like Soros, like Pierre Amidar, like Switzerland's Hans-Jörg Wyss, from pouring hundreds of millions of dollars in support of leftist causes in the United States, with a new ad campaign that we just showed you arguing that billionaires' aim is to using a loophole to transform your country. The ad campaign from America for Public Trust is a nonpartisan watchdog, says Wyss has steered hundreds of millions of dollars to leftist and Democrat aligned groups pushing for changes to the election laws and radical policies such as packing the Supreme Court. Caitlin Sutherland, let me just see what's going on here. Wow. Okay. Caitlin Sutherland, the group's executive director, said Wyss is doing so. He's taking advantage of gaps in your legal system, in our legal system, to influence elections. Quote, Swiss billionaire Hans-Jörg Wyss has doled out hundreds of millions of dollars to various left-wing groups actively pursuing radical policies, Sutherland told the Daily Wire. He's taken advantage of gaps in our laws that are designed to ban foreign nationals from influencing American elections. It is time for Congress to close the Wyss loophole that has allowed foreign dark money to flood into your political system. Wyss nonprofits, including the Wyss Foundation and the Berger Action Fund, have spent $475 million influencing U.S. politics, according to the watchdog. It found that $265 million of that money from Wyss nonprofits went to Arabella Advisors, a dark money network that supports liberal causes all across the country. The new ad campaign, first viewed by the Daily Wire, will run all across social media platforms. The goal of the campaign is to alert lawmakers, Capitol Hill staffers, and the media about the influence of Wyss and urges legislative reform. Quote, foreign national Hans-Jörg Wyss is barred from influencing U.S. elections that hasn't stopped liberals from banking on him for nearly $500 million to push for changes to election laws, defunding the police, packing the Supreme Court, politicizing the classroom, and more. The APT has called for an end to the law that allows foreign nationals to give to 501c4s, social welfare organizations that can advocate for policy. The watchdog has sued the FEC in an attempt to stop foreign money from going towards groups like Arabella Advisors, but the APT wants the law prohibiting foreign nationals from giving to political action committees or candidates to be expanded. The legislation has been introduced in Congress to stop the practice, and the House Ways and Means Committee has started looking into the political activities of tax-exempt organizations. Quote, our leaders must pass the legislation that outright bans foreign nationals from contributing to 501c4s, social welfare organizations. Foreign nationals should be prohibited from contributing to these conduits for electoral advocacy, just as they are prohibited from contributing to U.S. political campaigns. This will be a meaningful step to ensure that our elections are free from foreign meddling and ill intent.
Well, 2 years, I guess, is, two years later, at least they're here to the conversation, right? I mean, yeah. My goodness. You know, we've been talking about this for so long now, it's kind of like insane. But whenever you talk about $475 million, and, you know, we're like all, you know, we hear all these numbers about, you know, billions going to Ukraine and billion for this and $10 billion for that. And all $475 million directed towards local political campaigns is massive. It is an unbelievable amount of stuff that can be done at the local level with that much money, everybody. And like I said, this right here is saying, oh, Congress, we got to get Congress to, you know, get on board with it. Unfortunately, the people that are elected to Congress got there, a lot of them, because of this. And interestingly enough, a lot of these people that we elect to Congress at the state level, especially, you know, $1,500, $2,500 bucks is enough to force that person will go along with whatever you tell them for that type small amount of campaign donations. So they're very effective in what they're doing, and they've pretty much compromised every level of finance in the election system.
Well, why do you think they all stand in lockstep? They're all on the same page because they all get money from these foreign billionaires, Shady. Good point. Yep. And that's what they do, folks. And they're so well organized because they've got the money behind them. We're worried about who's doing what's what. And then we get usurped by the same people that have foundations and PACs in our movement. Make fools of you.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. It's insane. And where's the money going? Anytime you ask what's the money being used for, you get threatened and called names.
So revealed media reports slamming GOP for Biden impeachment is a Soros dark money op, guys. Okay. This is citing a shadowy pop-up ground known as Congressional Integrity Project. James Comer, who chairs the House Oversight Committee, has repeatedly overhyped allegations of bribery and corruption against Biden without producing hard evidence. You mean like bank accounts? The Congressional Integrity Project, however, is far from a nonpartisan. Go ahead. Sorry.
Legitimate SAR reports, 150 SAR reports from the banking institution.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And so, you know, they're all this Carl Herrig, who serves as the organization's executive director, is also forming an executive director for the powerful progressive dark money clearinghouse, the new venture fund, which is Arabella Advisors. The new venture fund and its subsidiary organization has spread millions of donor dollars across radical progressive activist organizations in an effort to influence U.S. politics and elections and help to conceal the actual donor sources, such as George Soros, Hans-Jörg Wyss, Pierre Omidar. The new venture fund was also linked with 2020's election rigging processes, partnering with Zuckerberg, Zuckbucks. This is the foreign side of Zuckbucks, guys. Foreign and domestic billionaires. That's the Center for Tech and Civic Life, founding the Center for Secure and Modern Elections, which has lobbied for election changes that would make voter fraud even easier. Look how it goes. George Soros to new venture fund, which is managed by Arabella Advisors, goes to protect our core, protect our care. Look at it's all here, guys. We don't need to look at anything else, Oversight Committee. It's all documented.
Oversight Committee is sweep under the rug committee.
Here's your Perkins Coie, Elias Law Group that are doing all the lawfare. You see that? We've reported on this until we're blue in the face.
I mean, how many firms are there? You know, almost every single one of them, the politicians use them, the lobbyists use them, the lawyers use them. They're all using the firms consistently, the same ones. So who's going to come out and talk about this? Because they are under the control of this structure, and this structure is not just on the left, everyone. That's a big part of this. I think some people are missing. It's not just about the left. This is the uniparty, and the uniparty makes it look in public like there is a difference. But in the background, they do the exact same thing for the exact same reasons.
That's right. That's right. Brian says, the troll told me to donate $5. Here, take my money. Thank you. Rambler's proud sponsor of the MG show. Thank you, Rambler. We appreciate you so much. The D-Rock guy says that we've made a mistake or we have holes in our research, but yet they don't provide any sauce to our holes because he might be said hole.
I'm leaving that there.
I don't know. Just fun with words, I guess. So you got a lot of that going on around here. And, prove me wrong. You can't. You can just call me names and attack our listeners. That's all you can do. And that's it. That's all. I mean, what are you going to do, Shady?
Well, they're going to keep it up, and it's great. I love it. We are generating them to keep it up so that the people that are out there that are seeing it can understand more clearly. So they really don't realize that they're having a Streisand effect in their efforts. So more power to them.
Yeah. So here we go, continuing with the dark money that funds these trolls that you see here and the left. This is a nonprofit backed by Soros, a foreign billionaire, bought 24 local newspapers. This is also, they never mentioned Vice, but you'll see that Vice is also connected. Hansjörg, W-Y-S-S, that's Vice, okay? Foreign billionaire bought nearly 24 local newspapers. George Soros's Open Society Foundation and left-wing Swiss billionaire, Hansjörg Vice, there he is, are quietly backing a nonprofit that acquired nearly 24 local newspapers in Maine in July, according to Semaphore. The National Trust for Local News acknowledges that it received funding from Soros's organization, but denies that the Open Society Foundation provided funding specifically for the purchase of the local papers. A source with direct knowledge of the acquisition, however, told Semaphore that Soros and Vice did donate funds to the National Trust could acquire the papers, the donations, so that they could acquire the papers. The donations had not been previously reported. Vice is also a supporter of States Newsroom, a left-wing network of local news outlets that began as a project of the left-wing Hopewell Fund, which is Arabella Advisors. State Newsrooms is currently expanding operations in Maine. Related, Soros-funded organization is fueling Joe Biden's TikTok army, guys. Maine Public reported the Soros-backed National Trust now controls the largest networks of newspapers in Maine. In total, the National Trust acquired 5 daily newspapers and a further 17 weekly publications. Vice is a major funder of the American Progressive Organizations, funneling nearly $500 million, Shady, to left-wing advocacy groups. Americans for Public Trust, a watchdog group, alleges that Swiss billionaire uses a foreign influence loophole to perform his philanthropy. Look at this guy. Oh, my God. That must be a picture from like 50 years ago. Soros has a long-funded media organization. A media research center report found that Soros donated $52 million to media organizations since 2003. According to MRC, some of these donations breached the Society of Professional Journalists ethical code regarding conflicts of interest. Maine has a tendency to elect both Democrat and Republicans. It is currently represented in the state by Susan Collins bloodline. They brought witchcraft to America. A Republican, and Angus King put me on a list of people that he wanted off Twitter, just like a lot of people. An independent who caucuses with Democrats, Jared Golden, a Democrat who represents Maine's second congressional district, is a target for national Republicans. Donald Trump won his district in 2016 and 2020. Trump nearly carried Maine in 2016, losing by less than 3 points. How about winning by 3 points? The Open Society, losing by less than. The Open Society Foundations, the National Trust, Local News, and Vice Foundation didn't respond immediately for comment. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that people are connecting what we're reading to them today with what has been going on in America over the last 2 decades. Have you paid attention to your local newspaper? Do you ever look at your local newspaper or look online at what they talk about? The only thing you will see them talk about are woke issues across the country. The reason is because this National Trust and a couple of others that are out there started about just after 9/11, going in and buying up all these newspapers. The reason was they didn't want any editorials out there that were anti-deep state, that were anti the government takeover of all our systems after the Patriot Act, or anti-Afghanistan or the Iraq War and all these different things. That was the lead-in reason that the National Trust and a couple of others started buying up all these. And now they've pretty much got them all coast to coast, and you're not really getting any information, not only about your local community, but about anything that would matter to you through the newspaper for a very specific reason.
Black Ghost says, why does Jeff read everything? We can read the documents ourselves. Get your own show. This right here, Shady, is start a troll reading, told me to donate. Yeah, start make reading great again. Troll told me to donate to Simba. Thank you so much. I love our trolls. I'll match it. Brian's Duck SAS. Thank you. Mickey B says Green Wave for the truth. Demos triple matched it. Zinfa triple matched it. And we got Demos triple match. Oh, we love our trolls. I'll read whatever I want on my show. We have our own press. You can get yours. And I highly encourage it, Shady Groove.
Oh, I absolutely do. I encourage every one of you out there that is spending your time here trolling me to do your own podcast. Let's see if you can be successful in the free market.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not easy, let me tell you.
It is not easy.
So let's lighten it up a little bit, Shady Groove. Do you think this is the real, the same Fetterman?
How things have operated since that deal was, a bipartisan deal was struck for certain top line spending numbers for all of the funding bills that have to be passed to make the budget, keep the government running. The Senate has basically been delivering those and passing them by big 91-7 bipartisan majorities. The House today looks like it's falling apart. You've already got 17 no votes in that House Republican caucus saying we're not passing anything. What do you think's happening here?
Yeah, you know, like I was very proud of my colleagues, you know, because they're really about governance. That's what it is. And on the other, the House, the whatever they call themselves, Team America or whatever they call themselves, I just bring your vote. You know, otherwise, you know, they need to go hump a different leg.
You drove your, I think it was a Ford from Braddock. How things have operated since that deal was.
So great point out there. Where are his arm tattoos, Shady Groove? Let's just look at here. Here we go. This is what he looked like when he got his nomination. There's his arm tattoos. 15104. Here's this guy. There's no tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Not only are there no tattoos, but the dude's brain is working. Do you remember whenever he was running for office, he couldn't even complete a sentence. He couldn't understand what people were saying to him. He had an iPad in front of him so that it was reading what people were saying in real time. And now this guy, he's sitting there, he's soaking it all in and talking about, leg humping. Making funny comments. I mean, you know, it's like it takes up, you know, your mind has to work to be able to make a funny comment. And my vote is that's not Fetterman. But
I'm sure the CIA never wears masks or anything.
Oh, no. Nervous. Everybody's laughing, telling jokes. And finally we went in. And I was the first one to brief was President George H.W. Bush. And in that room was Brent Scowcroft, John Sununu. The judge was there. Bob Gates was there. He was National Security Advisor then. It was just a little ring of people around the desk. So I went first. I was going to leave first. I told the president I had brought him pictures when we made disguises for him when he was at CIA. So I showed him some 8x10s of him. I said, but we've gotten a lot better, and I'm here to show you the latest thing. And he said, well, show me. He's looking like, what, you got a bag somewhere? Show me. And I said, okay. And I did that thing, that Tom Cruise thing. I just peeled it off. He loved it. John Sununu, who's next to me, not paying any attention because he's making notes or changing notes because he's going to go next and he's got some things to say to the president, almost fell out of his chair. He was kind of a big man anyway. And there's a White House photographer circling the room, ka-ching. Jing, jing. She must be in there always, or he. So we finished, and I left. I was holding up the mask at one time just to show the president. I was just kind of dangling it. And then when I was done, I left. And the photographer came out to the secretary's office where that dog Millie and the puppies, where they were, we were playing with them. And she said, what did you do? What was that? And I said, I can't tell you. It's classified. So 10 years later, they sent me the picture. 10 years. And they've airbrushed the mask out. Funny. So this hangs in our library. And people say, you know, that's, what were you saying to him? What were you, you're in front of the president with your.
Wow. So I'm sure they've never done that before, Shady.
No, they would only do that to foreign dignitaries or overseas or, you know, to help America, Jeff. That's the only reason that they would ever do anything like that. They would never do that to you or to the American people or run psychological operations on us.
No.
Thank goodness.
They don't do that. Pretty interesting. So everybody said, where's the other head that's on his neck? I don't know, guys. It's I'm not buying it, but it's just very fun to So look at these people. They do not want to give up any seats. They can't. That's why they're all like, you know, dementia. You know, you've got, you know, all these Democrats that can't even think for themselves, including the president. And, you know, they don't want to lose their seats, Shady.
I posted a meme that someone had yesterday. You know, the memes with the Spider-Man and they're all standing around pointing at each other. Well, this one was like Biden was over there moving the box and pointing at it, and Feinstein was pointing into the air, and Mitch McConnell was pointing right up at the camera, and John Fetterman was like walking around to the back of the van. Like, these people are absolutely senile, and everybody is starting to see it right now and kind of sitting around going, wait a minute, what good is, what does that elected position do anyway? Doesn't seem like it's very important because the people that are currently elected do them.
Yeah, it's just mind-blowing, guys. It's mind-blowing. So I think we played this before, and Poussaint brought it back up again. It's, you know, I think every one of us can relate to this woman. Let's just listen. I think we played this before. I'm not sure. Let's check it out.
So to how, like, after you start doing all this digging, I don't call it obsessive anymore. I was compelled to nonstop just go, what else, and you realize that everything was jacked with, everything. And then you start looking around your home, and I'm a mom, you know, I stay at home, I'm blessed, and I know, and I started looking at everything that I've ever fed my kids, every toy that I've bought and with symbolism on it, and all the movies and TVs. How about all the memories? How about all the vacations? Disneyland. So bad. The worst part and the hardest part was that all the things that I kind of, you know, took pride in, like, I make a mean rack of ribs. And, man, I could do some cool stuff with a Duncan Hines vanilla cake, and I could spruce that thing up, make all kinds of desserts that my family just thinks is amazing. You know, everything. And as you start purging and getting rid of all this stuff, did anybody else out there feel like you lost who you were, kind of, and who you were defined as? And some of it I was happy to lose. Oh my God, I was happy to lose. But then I had to figure out, like, who am I? What am I? What am I doing? And how am I gonna, like, all the things that made my family happy, I can't feed them it anymore. I can't do it. I've got no oomph when it comes to holidays, once you find those out. But yet, you know, you still had to carry on. I was lost, and I was angry. Oh, I'm so mad. How'd this all happen right under our nose, you guys? How? And then I try to tell people, and you know what I got the responses? I don't want to hear about that stuff. It's just too awful. I don't want to hear about it. But some kid in the tunnel counting on us, counting on somebody. And we just don't want to hear about it. It's a really lonely time. And I think that was by design. Because it was the only way that God could get to me and say, I need you, and I need you to listen, and I need you to learn. And so I did.
So we learned, guys, and that's what we did. We learned, and we're learning every day. The news unlocks the map. Q map will live in infamy. It'll be in history books. And we keep unlocking new posts every day. And by the way, Shady, we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv. Thank you very much for joining us here on the MG Show. Call your local, your reps, guys. Call your reps, your Senate and House reps, saying to get out of foreign money. No foreign money. It's the Wyss loophole, W-Y-S-S, Wyss. You can say Wyss. They will understand you. Hans-Jörg Wyss, Soros, foreign donations into your country should be stopped, guys. Call them today, and thank you very much, Brighteon. We'll continue on rumble.com/mgshow and Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. Just use your spy device and say tune in to Red State Talk Radio. We also have our podcast platforms, all of them except for Spotify, because Soros might have still had ties there. But we get about 300,000 views and listens a day. That's how big we're growing. And it's a thank you to you guys. Appreciate you.
Yeah, you know, it's very important to do what Jeff